We're holding in Perek Chamishi Halacha Beis, that we already did the Mishnah on Erev Shabbos, if you recall. So we can review it quickly. Halot Lach is Truma, but Truma's Meisah. Somebody wants to take off Truma's and Truma's Meisah together. Notel Echad Mishloshim Mishloshav Shlish. You take off 1/33 1/3. And it's 3 parts out of 100. Very simply, because what you're doing is you're taking off 2 parts out of 100, which is 1/50, which is the middle shear for truma, and then you're taking 1/10, which is the amount of truma's meiser, even though it's not quite accurate, as you want to point it out before, because meiser is only taken after you take off the truma gedeva, but nonetheless, we sort of we approximated here to another 1/100. So you have 3 1/100s, basically. With 3 1/100s, you now have set aside, and you say, Echad mimeo mimashi yesh, and hareza besadze chur. Now, the Gemara is going to wonder why you have to do this. Because what you're doing, what you really want to do over here, is you want to take off in order, truma gedola, and then meiser rishon, and then truma meiser, from the meiser rishon, and then meiser sheni, and so on. For some reason, we're being told that the first thing that you have to do is you say, the 1/100, that 1%, which is meant to be Trumas Meiser, I am setting aside now to be Chulin. It should not be thought of as being included in what I am about to say. The remainder is Truma on the whole mess, and that means that the Truma Gedola is the remainder. Now, the reason I want to do this is because the Truma Gedola really doesn't matter precisely how much I take off. But Truma's Meiser matters precisely how much I take off. Because Truma Gedola is taken off the Omer, it's taken off approximately. And it doesn't matter how much it's taken because Tzitzak has forbidden. And Frida Holden is only a drab on it. I'm not supposed to measure how much Truma I take off. Truma's Meiser, on the other hand, the Torah says Maser, Mina Maser. It's supposed to be exactly 1/10. So that element, I want to make sure I'm giving out precisely. Truma Gedola, I don't give out precisely. But since I have to start with Truma Gedola, and I can't start with the Truma's Meiser because I'll be over on the Leach HaVadim HaKran. So I have to start doing it correctly with Truma first before Meiser Rishon, and then the Truma's Meiser. If I'm going to leave over something for the Truma Gedola, then for the Truma's Meiser, what I leave over may not be exact. I'd rather set aside first, okay, 1% precisely. That is what I want to set aside now for my Truma's Meiser. Okay? But I can't say that. So I say, okay, I'm setting this aside to be chulin. The rest of my, whatever is left besides that 1% of chulin, whatever is left is Truma Gedola. Which is actually what we do when we say, Yoter mi echad mi mea shi. In other words, the echad mi mea is set aside. That's not included in here. Okay? So you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm saying, the echad mi mea, I'm setting aside to be chulin. Whatever goes beyond that is now set aside for Truma Gedola. And the Shah is Truma Lakol. Umeachon Shiyeshkan. Now, the 1/100, which we say, Echad Mimea Shiyeshkan, Ba'od Kishach Halakim Kamohu, which is what it says over here. And from this Chulin, on this side, this should be Meiser, and the rest of the Meiser is right up next to it, Samuchlo. And that part, Shasiti Meiser, is now Trumas Meiser. Now, the part that I first made Meiser, obviously, can't take off Trumas Meiser, so I made it Meiser. But this 1% that I originally saved for Chulin, now I made it Meiser, with an additional 9 pieces next to it. Now, the part that I had already set aside, that's Trumas Meiser. Vashar Chala, and the rest, I have the Chala, and Meiser Sheni, I could say, Safon, the Doron. Now, if I want to also have a lot of hafish truma, says the Gemara, this truma is nicer, this halakha. So then I take off first an amount that is sufficient for truma, truma is nicer, and halakha. The kama ain't, how much would that be? That would be 1/20. Because the kala is also taken as a shear, min rabbanan, of 1 out of 48. Again, approximately 2 parts out of the whole, right? So I have 2 parts, it's 3 parts, it's 5 parts out of 100, it's 1 part out of 20. So echad mea twin, essentially. You know him, and then he says, after the mailing of Shish, kind of ambitious, they're fooling. Tevel. So I wanted to be after me maya. Okay, I wrote over here, this part remains Tevel. I don't want to do anything with it yet. It's fooling. And then we have the Od Echadmi Memchet Samuchlo. I'm saving that also, because I'm going to make that Kala out of the word. And Hashar Trumalakal, anything else, should be Kulan. And then, I should say, it should say Umeya, not Mea, Umeya Kulan Shiyesh Kan. Zev Zev Shasiti Kulan. So in other words, now I want to take the Kulan, the 100, which of which this is 1%, so now I'm going to say 10 parts of that should be my Rishon, and one of those parts, the part that I set aside as Tevel before, should be the Esther, would be the Trumas Maitre along, Umaitre Sheni Bitsvono, Ubedromo, Mufulal Alamos, so on and so forth. As long as I set aside the area that I wanted in, I have a problem. Reb Shlomo Bar Nachman, the Shem Reb Yonatan, says, well, if you do this, Torah will vary from major brachot. Essentially, you're doing five separate mitzvahs over here. Taking off Truma, taking off Maitreisha, taking off Trumas Maitre, taking off Maitreisheni, and you're taking off Chala, and you're going to be paid it, and you have to make a separate brachot on the pigeon, perhaps. If you're going to be paid it. But you need five separate brachot. Whereas Reb Chiya says, no, kolon bracha achat. You only make one bracha because it's all, since you're doing it all at one time, you can simply say, I should have sent him to Chivonu, Lahakish, Kumas, Maitre, Saha. This is a pigeon. If you make a pigeon, fine, you make a separate bracha. Sa'akidon Kohen. I mean, what we're talking about over here, I would imagine the Kohen and the Levi, right? I mean, the Kohen and the Levi, obviously we're talking about taking off brachas, making brachas, talking about Vadai. We're talking about Truma Gedolah, we're talking about Vadai. We're not talking about Demai. We make a brach on Demai. We don't take up Truma Gedolah from Demai. If we're talking about Vadai, then we can't be talking about a Yisrael, can we? Because the Yisrael, he doesn't get to take off the Truma Gedolah. He has to give the Maitre to the Levi, to the Kohen, and then the Kohen or Levi makes the Hafresh of the Truma Gedolah. So how would the owner, in this case, be able to make the brach on Hafresh of Truma Gedolah? Seems that the Mishnah is only talking about a Kohen and a Levi. But by the Yisrael, in Yomar Trumat Maaser, in Mafrisha Davar Shena Shalom. How could the Yisrael go ahead and take off Trumat Maaser when he is not the owner of the Maaser? Because it's not his at all. It's the Davar Shena Shalom. Now, here the Grut changes the gear sense. And puts in the answer, which we'll see later on. So we say, Dover Shena Shalom, and this is Kirib Yossi. Kirib Yossi Omar Balabayat Shataram at the Master of Mashal Tatsri. The Balabayat takes off Maitre, and he took off Trumas Maitre even. So as we'll see later on, the Sheet of Kirib Yossi is that if the Balabayat takes off Trumas Maitre, Mashal Tatsri, people would have to limit it to a Kohen and a Levi. It could be when he throws. No, he's not supposed to do this. But it's not considered to be taking from something in a Shalom. Now notice, getting back to Akhira, notice that the way that this is done is, why do I have to take off that first 100th and say, keep that Kohen? That's because Maitre v'Karkav Truma. I have to take off Maitre first and then take off the Truma. There's no way for me to go ahead and take off, obviously, Trumas Maitre before I took off the Maitre. And if I would do it any other way, Nimsa Makdim Truma Vachakav Maaser. I have to now, if I would do it the other way, I would be Makdim what? The Trumas Maitre to the... No. The way I have to do is I have to be Makdim Truma Gedolah, and then I go ahead and I can take off the Truma. Because otherwise I'm going to be over in Nisabi Raisa. Which is the Malayat Chavadim Achalot Acher. Okay, the Truma always comes first. I therefore take out this part to make sure that it's holding. I'll take off the Truma Gedolah, which is taken off for Omer. Then I go ahead and I take off Maaser by taking out one part Kul and making it Maaser, an additional nine parts similar to it up against it. Then I say the part that I originally taken away as Chulin, which is now Meiser, which is 10% of a Meiser, is now a Truma Meiser, and now everything is okay. We have Truma, Bechakas, Meiser, right? Right, but if I would have said first, if you're going to, that's the kasha, if you're going to say, that's what you're going to now address. If you're going to say, why not just say truma, the Bechakas, Meiser? Then, Nimsa Hochet Yimatras, or Mosifa Meiser. If I do that, if I would say Lechatkila, I would say, let the two parts out of 100 that are here be Truma Gedela, right? And the rest would be Truma Meiser, then I'm in big trouble. Because then I have said precisely how much Truma Gedela is here. So anything that is 1/50th on the north side, let's say, right, should be Truma Meiser. So what's left, since, I mean, obviously I wasn't with something, what's left is not the exact amount of the 1/100. It needs to be because there's a Meiser and an Meiser. Whereas the Truma Gedola, there's no shear on. So what I want to do is make sure that the Truma Gedola is going to be given without saying specifically how much, and the Truma Meiser will be saying exactly how much. But I can't take off the Truma Meiser first. So therefore, I sort of set it aside as cool, and I say, look, statement I'm about to make does not affect precisely 1% here. That 1% is cool. Forget about that. Anything beyond that 1% should be Meiser. It should be Truma Gedola. And that Truma Gedola, it's approximately 1/50th. I don't know. A little bit more, a little bit less. Who cares? Truma doesn't have to be given exactly. Whatever it is. That's up to him. But I'm saying we're assuming now. We're assuming now a 50th. Then, if he wants to get more, certainly you can take off more, but that's, again, still Baumet.
And you're not
still approximate.
On the Kadima.
No, so then I said it should be Chulin. All I did was make sure that what I gave as Truma doesn't affect the Truma's mic, doesn't take away from it. So I said, keep the area on the south side. 1% of the total, that's set aside. And anything beyond that, the Yosef and Yaakov Nimea is the Truma, as we say, right? Except that we give a tiny little bit because we're not giving. We're taking it as a suffix. But over here, he's giving a full 1/50th. But it's Bowman. He's taken off that much. But we can't do it that way because saying Yosef and Yaakov Nimea, we don't have a specific amount at all. We're giving up any tiny little bit. He's taking off the big piece. He's taking off two times as much Truma Gedola as he is Truma's Meiser. So he just wants to set it aside in that type of thing. Anything that's above and beyond it, the 1/100, you could say it that way. But here he's giving him a matana chashuva. He's saying essentially approximately 2%, but not the part that I set aside as Truma. Should be the Truma Gedola. But if you did it any other way, you would be motive Al-Masrotav, or Pochetim Masrotav. Because remember, how's he doing it? He set aside first the area that is going to be Chulin, the 1%. But if he takes off now, and he didn't say, I'm setting it aside, he takes off exactly 2%, and he didn't have a full 1% left. So now what happens? Let's say he only had 0.75 left, right? And now he says, and 9 additional Chalakim next to it. He still doesn't have 10%. So he's going to be pochet imasrotav. He gave off a limited amount for Meiser. And if he gave too much, let's say that he had set aside now 3.2%. And he took off 2% for the Truma Gedola. Now he's got 1.2% left. And he says, and 9 additional pieces up over here next to it. He's taking off too much Meiser. That's a terrible problem. Because if you take off too much Meiser, then what happens is the amount that you took off too much is tevel. And now the Meiser is going to have Tevel and Meiser mixed in it.
You cannot make more than
you can. That's right. It's not like Truma. So therefore, either way, you're screwed. Either you've messed up the Peres, because now the Peres are partially Mitzukan and partially low Mitzukan, and you have no way to be Mitzakenin. You'll have to go and get other Peres to be Mitzakenin, the additional amount that you messed up. Or you've messed up your Meiser. So therefore, you want to make absolutely certain you set aside the right amount for your Truma's Meister, because you're basing all of your life on your Truma's Meister. You say, and 9 additional pieces. Okay, so therefore, it's very important to set that aside originally.
You can do this because the original Truma's dollar does not have to have any amount.
That's right. Furthermore, it's supposed to be taken by Omer. So there's even 2 issues over here. You don't want to take the Truma Gedola as a specific amount, the measured amount, and you don't want to not take off the Truma Meister as a special amount.
Everybody has to make these adjustments.
Well, it's very simple. Once you get used to it, it's a standard formula. But you're making it happen by not knowing that you have a tenth. That's the whole point. You don't need to know, because what you've said is, whatever is the tenth, I'm setting aside. So that's how it works perfectly. That's why it's a simple formula. As long as you took out enough that it certainly has the 1%, you'd have no problem, because you said, yeah. So as long as you certainly had enough, you say, on the north side, whatever is 1%, I don't know how to measure 1%, but whatever is exactly 1%, that's the part that I'm setting aside. So then that's how we do it. That way you get a perfect amount. And we learn, God is a Tani. I mean, we learn what's wrong with that. It says, Apochati Ma'asrotav, if you give less Meister than you need. So then Ma'asrotav Mesukanim, what you gave is Meister. But your Peirot are really messed up, the Mekukalim, because now they're mixed Meister and Tevo in there. They're mixed, I mean, Mesukan and Tevo mixed up in there. You'll have to go somewhere else. Take Ferris and fix up the rest of the Meister. And someone who's Ma'adipa Meister, if you give too much Meister, so now the Ferris are okay, but the Meister is Mekukalim. Because the Meister now has parts in it that are Tevel. So now what are you going to do? Do Ferris stop Mekukalim? The Ferris are okay, but the Meister isn't okay. Homer of Yosef, this is Yosef. By the way, I mean, when we say Ephraim Nimea, and the truth is that even if you had messed it up, and let's be honest, Echad Mimea isn't accurate. Because you're supposed to first take off the Truma Gedola. So anyway, if we're really talking about doing things properly and exactly, this isn't exact, it's not proper. Because you didn't say Echad Mimea of what will be left after I take off the Truma Mimea. Right? So, I mean, unless you did it this way and you said Echad Mimea of what's left, which is actually 9 1/9, right? Fine. But even if you didn't do it exactly that way, even if you did mess up, you don't really have to worry. Because as long as you're somech on the Tnai Bezdin, everything is okay. Bezdin has made a Tnai that even if you were to first said 2% goes to Truma Gedola and the rest goes for my Truma's Meister, it also wouldn't have been a problem. We just want you to know how to do it correctly. Once Bezdin, and that's why, by the way, many people say, instead of saying the whole formula, they say, as is written in the Kalvinish's thing, right? They say, oh, come on, I mean, what is that supposed to mean? But this is good for the Malka, for that whole idea, because there is a Tanai Bezdin, and as long as you're saying, I'm going to be so mad, that it should be done correctly, that really the Tanai Bezdin is that the additional amount is bottle. We don't pay attention to what it is that you're saying. And it's put off correctly, as long as you took off with the Tanai Bezdin. Mao Tanai Bezdin, how far does that Tanai Bezdin go? Ad mokom sha'adat to'ed. I mean, if you did something absurd, I mean, you take off, you know, much more, but it's obvious to you, that then there's no Tanai Bezdin. Then you really messed it up. But as long as it's something that is been done approximately and people could make that kind of mistake, the Tanai Bezdin covers. And Mao Tanai Bezdin also. How exactly does the Tanai Bezdin work? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Well, Kadeshia Kovea Maiser Rishon Ditzrono, Umaser Sheni Lidromo, Utrumat Maser, Ditzafon Tzronit. In other words, the point over here is the Tanai Bezdin was, if you give less than what is necessary, let's say, for your Maiser Rishon. Right? So when you'll say, so then I understand. So if I mix the Bezdin says somewhere in here is Maiser Rishon? No. It's set. And the Tzad HaTzafon is Maiser Rishon. So that when you go ahead and take it out, as you should be taking out, that part goes to the lady. the Maitri Shaini is in Dora. The part that the Tanakhbesit is setting aside for Trumas Maitri is the most sonic part of the Tzafon, the 10% of the 10%, which is all the way to the north. And that way, the whole thing, you know what to do with it. We're going to be giving it a little bit too much to the lady, but it'll be a gift of corn. It's not going to be kebab, that's for sure, right? We're going to give a little bit less. So fine, you kept some of the payers for yourself. But the point is, it's all mitzukan. And ma'at nai beisenu, furthermore, another element of this sagazen, is l'kishini padeh ma'ater sheni shiba odeh padui. In other words, we're saying, where it is that you're going to be kovea the ma'ater sheni. When you're coming now to be toda that ma'ater sheni, what you're going to say is, not that whatever I have in my hand is my share, which may be a mistake, but rather the Tanai Bezdin also covers the opinion of the Maitre Sheni. It's all of the Maitre Sheni which had been set aside by Sad Dalom, whether you got it right or you didn't give it right. Because the way that this thing is going to work is that essentially they're going to say, okay, look, the whole thing essentially is mixed. So if you gave a little bit extra, then we view the part that you took off as mixed. It's mixed with a little bit extra, and with what would otherwise have been chulin. So the chulin and the meister is mixed, and now you're taking off the drummer's meister from the chulin and the meister is mixed. And it's fine. Yeah, but how could you do the I mean, that makes sense if you have something wet. So now we're going to rely on the fact that it's a liquid. You're going to rely on the fact that it's going to mix. But how about the yavish? Let me give you an example. You've got me'atenim, okay? 50 of these figs are large figs. 50 of these figs are small figs. Now, inasa min rabbi, let's say, if you had chosen all of the figs, the larger ones to give, then 9 large figs would have been 10%. If you're giving them the kikta, you're giving a small fig, you should have been giving a less. Okay? Now, you're not too bright, and you figure, well, mitre 10. And 10%. What's the difference? Now, if you give 10 of the Rav Ravai, let's say you take aside 10 large figs, okay? You've got one of those large figs cooling. And now, how am I going to now take off 1/10 of the 10th to take off Tumas Mice? How do I know which one goes off? How do I know? I mean, if we were talking about liquid, I understand. So I mixed it, okay? Very nice. But over here, how do I know I'm not taking off the coin? You're saying, the Tanai Bezdin says, don't worry about it. We made sure that it's coin. It's not teva. No, fine. Very nice. But how do I take off two mitzvahs from it? I can't very well take one of the figs and say, okay, this fig should be two mitzvahs. 1/10 of the 10 figs. Maybe this is the fig that was coin. If I was taking from a liquid, I could say, okay, it's mixed. So I'm taking off 1/10. That 1/10 is itself 90% mitre and 10% coolant. So it doesn't really matter because that's the prorated amount anyway that I would have to take. But if I have a fig and the rabbanim are going to be in the stocking, now one of these figs is coolant. So how do I know I'm not taking the wrong fig and I'm giving it too much mitre? So you'll say, what's wrong with that? Because how do I know that I haven't taken from Chulin the mixing to as Maitre lemakom acher on something that was elsewhere Maitre? And the Torah says Truvat Hashem Maaser min Maaser, v'lo Chulin min Maaser. I can't take off Chulin to make a Trumas Maitre on Maitre. I have to take off Maitre to make a Trumas Maitre on Maitre. So I'm left again with Tevel, even with the Tanai Bezdin, if it isn't a liquid. So how are you going to get around that? Rabbi Bon Bar Kahana, I'll tell you how. The Tanai Bezdin is Matnev Omer. It doesn't mean you make it tonight. It means the Tanai Bezdin was as if it were said Maaser Azeh Shaferot Alamuch HaYavot Harei hu kavua b'tchilat kol uket v'uket u'ma'alek achu magia b'chol eser. Actually, the Rabbana did not say, okay, one of these is coolant. Instead, what they said is, hold on. Every single one of the pairs that you took off, even when you took off too many, you took off 10 biggies. And really, you should have only taken off 9 biggies. Fine. You took off 10 biggies, The miser starts at the ochre, starts at the tip of the tree, and goes down up until the point that it should go down. However much that was, 90% or 90%. It was 0.9876 or whatever, depending on obviously the size of the fig compared to what's left. That's how much of each fig is miser. So now if you take off one of those figs out of the 10, it's still going to be perfectly prorated. So I'm still taking off maser, mina maser. Yes, I've included some coolant in it, so what? But it was prorated coolant. So there's no problem. It's not only a liquid, it's not that they said arbitrarily, 9 out of the pairs are miser and 1 is coolant. No, every one of these pairs includes miser and coolant. That's what they said. In which case, when I take it off, I'm going to prorate the trimeth miser, even from a solid, not only from a liquid. So what's your problem? So therefore, it turns out, when you're giving it, Ethon chada trumat maser. So what you have is essentially a prorated trumat maser and kosher kulin. You have some small percentage of kulin in each one of them. Oh yeah, fine. That all works out very nice if you had a lot of payers. But suppose you don't have a lot of payers. Now, you're telling me, okay, I have 10 payers. In these 10 payers, I have prorated each one of them at, say, 90%. Miser. So if I take off one, I'm taking off the 10% out of the exact amount that I have to, plus a little bit of chulin, which doesn't matter. But suppose I don't have 10 pairs, and I can't prorate it in each one of the pairs. I'm eating a small amount of one tree. What are you going to do then? How am I going to make that work out? So akdon davar meruba. Okay. If you have a lot of pairs of you, like the example you gave, 100 figs and 50 big ones and 50 small ones, I see that can work out. But